Would you try, if they sold it in stores, would you try human milk?
No. That's disgusting. Well, I mean, I have tried human milk.
Why is that disgusting? Is the idea of a wet nurse disgusting to you?
It's very weird. Yeah. I didn't know what a wet nurse was until recently, but I always knew the word from Wolfenstein.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's like one of the difficulty settings is I needeth a wet nurse,
I think.
And I always just thought it was like a nurse.
Yeah, I didn't know either until too recently.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit shameful, but...
Well, it's not really, because is it even still a thing?
I don't know. I'm sure it is.
I feel like it was... like when people had hand servants all the time.
Yeah, I feel like rich people still have wet nurses.
Yeah, they probably do. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But no, I would not get back in. You know what? If there was no other option, I would have to get back into human milk, unfortunately.
So if you went to
not
a store
to give it up,
and it was just on the shelf next to cow's milk, you wouldn't try it?
I don't know.
It does seem super weird. Like, I'm with you, but I don't know why. It shouldn't be. Like, that's our own...
Maybe...
That's our own milk. Like, it's the one you're supposed to drink, is it not?
Oh, supposed to is a bit of a stretch.
All right. This was on the top of Ask Reddit today, and I didn't look at any comments because I knew it would be good. Okay. There's a button in front of you. If you hit it, it makes you way more attractive. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I saw this one.
Yeah? Did you look at the comments?
But once, one day a week.
Yeah, Friday.
Fridays?
Yeah, Friday specifically.
Well, obviously, Freaky Friday. You have to, what, swap genders, right?
Yes, you swap genders every Friday for the rest of your life, but you're, I don't know, peak attractiveness, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I saw this one, too, and I thought about adding it, but then I remembered we also asked the question, would you swap genders for a day?
Yes, and I think that's fine, because this is a totally different scenario. You get the added boost of being super hot, right? You're like as attractive as you can be, I guess, like for your age or whatever, which gets rid of the problem altogether with the gender swap. That was one of our highest on the list problems with gender swapping, is that, like, would we be attractive as the other gender, or would we retain our attractiveness?
So we're assuming you stay top-notch attractive when you switch for one
day.
I was
assuming that. Okay. Yeah.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think we both said we would switch genders for a day. So the fact that we're tens already.
No, I know.
Seems to just be a bonus to that.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is fully a bonus. I think we're both yeses, right? Like, what?
I don't see any downside. In fact, I'd use that one day a week to my nefarious advantage.
You can't do.
I absolutely can do, and I have and will do again.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work when it's you, I don't think.
I use that one day a week to enter all the locker rooms, build up my spank bank for the next 6 days.
Yeah, yeah, of course you do. Don't you think that, like you said, like this is just a bonus on top of the whole gender swap thing? And my whole thing oftentimes with these questions is like, yeah, I want to do that just to experience it. But I'm trying to play devil's advocate a bit. Like, what are the negatives of... Okay, first of all, it kind of sucks that it's every Friday. You know what I mean? Like, you can't... Your Fridays are... Well, not done. Like, I don't know. Like, it seems like your Fridays are done. You have to, like, stay in because do you have to hide this from people around you?
That's true. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you would. I'm sure some people would choose to. Some people would try to live a normal life, but like hide the fact that they were basically a werewolf every Friday.
Yeah.
And there's just, they had kids and they had to explain to them. It could be a wacky romantic comedy, to be honest. It wouldn't be that bad.
How much is the transformation? Like, could I pass as male on, you know what I mean? Could I like put my hair in a hat and, you know,
just, you're just extremely androgynous all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just, you're just swaying over, over a median line.
I feel like you could make it work in that way.
I don't know that there's anyone who's that extremely androgynous who's also a real 10.
There absolutely is.
Okay, I guess it remains to be seen.
Yeah.
In this new paradigm world, I'm sure we'd, you know, our tastes would adjust a little bit.
Yeah. And is it Friday for everyone?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a you only question, mm-hmm. right? Like you're getting the magic button.
Yeah. And are you a version, are you like the Instagram filter that turns you into a female? Like, do you still look like the same person, but a female version?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Do you think you would hide on Fridays? Or would you embrace it?
I wouldn't hide, but I'd go somewhere that...
So every Thursday night, you'd drive to... Every Thursday night, you'd drive to a different locale.
I'd drive to Boston and hook for the evening. Got some good stories for my comedy routine.
I think your idea of being a woman is not... I'm going to say it's not correct. It's not...
This is another drunkisode brought to you by Left Field Brewery. Today we're imbibing the Greenwood IPA, 6.2%. I can feel myself swaying.
All right, so if you like Twitter, you should follow us on Twitter at SuperGoodPod. Why, you ask? Because we tweet awesome polls, including Jeff's most recent poll, which is our highest voted ever.
Whoa.
I think that's over 300 votes.
That's insane. That's most of the internet.
Which accent is funniest? Is smartest sounding.
Smartest sounding, yeah.
Yeah. So we did get called racist briefly on Twitter over that. I don't know if you saw that.
I'm not even raising an eyebrow to that. Old news, my friend.
I went to respond to it and they had deleted it. So I don't know if they changed their tune. But
unfortunately... accents are an affectation of region and not race. So, boom, you're racist, bitch.
which one won? British, right? Smartest sounding is British.
I don't even look.
I think it did.
Okay, so this question also comes from Ask Reddit.
Of course.
Shamelessly stealing content. Yep. No credit given.
Nope. I might find it and put it in the show notes. Every once in a while, I do.
Yeah, if this one blows up, we might gift you some gold, kind stranger.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question is this. Humans have eggs.
Okay. Nice.
Not just like birds, but
birds come out of the eggs. Humans are birds.
Humans have feathers and hollow bones. No, the concept is just we reproduce via eggs.
Right.
How would that change things? What would we do? How would we treat the eggs?
Okay. I like this a lot.
I have a lot of ideas, like Wi-Fi smart eggs to celebrity Kardashian eggs.
Okay.
But let's hear the things off the top of your head.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is... how birds treat their eggs. They build a nest for them, right?
Right.
I think we would build shrines.
Absolutely.
To our eggs. There would be sort of it'd be like breastfeeding or other parental things where there's a divide and there's two camps and they kind of hate each other, but they just sort of put up with it. Like there'd be people who build their own egg incubators and there'd be people who just buy a fucking... incubate, whatever it's called.
Yeah. People would insist that you had to sit on your egg.
Yeah, okay, yes, perfect. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's a great analogy. Yes. You would have basically what would happen is this would just result in more ways to shame mothers for not doing the right thing with their children.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't sit on yours? Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean it's your call.
There'd be so much judgment about your egg pre-birth.
Yes.
Like they'd look at the color of your egg and like, yeah. Oh, there's some blemishes, that's autism.
Yeah. There'd be like the anti-testing people.
Yeah.
People who wouldn't want any scientists to look at their egg. They don't
no
want to
needles
be
past my shell.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
My honestly, shell, I don't know my world.
Honestly, I don't know where I'd fall on that. I mean, vaccines are one thing, I guess, but like breaking the shell barrier probably might be a bad idea.
Oh man, at this point, yeah, I'm sure there'd be so many things we do. Like, there'd probably be like a D shell. Like, sometimes the like eggs come out of birds without a shell, right? They just come out in like a skin.
Yep.
So we'd have like these special pods that were like incubate. Like, all the stuff we have now, just like it's modified.
Yeah.
Like an egg is kind of like a mobile womb, right? So.
I've never heard it branded that way, but I love it.
We just have all the stuff we have just kind of detached from the mom.
Yeah.
And we'd have strollers that were for the egg.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah.
It's like, oh no, you need to expose your egg to fresh air and and Beethoven.
Oh my God, there'd be so much crap you have to buy for your egg.
Yeah.
So many classes, like
a whole new industry.
There'd be yoga.
Yeah.
Is it fragile? Like, can you drop it? Would that be like a new tragedy?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Broken eggs. But but there'd be an argument like a freshly broken, like a 2-day-old egg. Nothing to cry about. But like, what was in that egg?
Yeah.
Did the embryo have hair?
Yeah. This is a great way to frame the abortion debate, I think.
Yeah.
Super fair and exactly how it is now.
Yeah. Literally no different.
I don't know. What do you said you had ideas about Egg World.
Yeah, well, like, imagine all the technology we would have invested into, like, egg coops. Like, we'd have, like, little Wi-Fi pods with, like, monitoring, like, constantly ultrasounding the egg for, like, imaging feeds.
Yeah, and videos. It gets sent to your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you'd be a part of the sitter crowd. The natural crowd, or you'd have one of these crazy pods and put your egg in it.
Yeah. And then there'd be like an egg art decoration industry. So you could get like fun Mario decals for your egg.
Can you imagine the insurance policy on the egg decorating locations that they'd have to have? Like, imagine if there was an Easter egg decorating shop and the insurance on each egg was like billions of dollars. That's what it would be equivalent to.
Yeah, totally.
And there'd be a story in the news every now and then of a young mother takes her egg to a egg shop that wasn't reputable.
Yeah, unlicensed. Dropped the egg. Chinese egg tattooer gets shell infection. Compromises embryo. There'd be like underground restaurants that served human eggs.
Wouldn't. Oh, there would. There 100% would.
No, there wouldn't.
There so would. There's not fetus restaurants now, like human.
It's because they're hard to get.
I don't think that there would be cannibalism, underground egg, human egg eating. Although, you know what? You're probably right. There is.
If I can think of it.
Other people can.
If I thought of it first day, someone will have made it.
I'm pretty sure there is a black market for human milk today.
Yeah, and like placenta and stuff.
So
we'd be extracting stem cells from those eggs like no tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right. There would be. That's a sad thing.
We'd be making like yolk shakes, like a like you know how Dwight has that one invention that can like extract six he's like, I've perfected an invention that can extract six burgers or 12 sliders from a healthy animal without killing it.
I don't remember that joke at all.
There would be like a special extractor that could like suck out some some placental yolk and make like a super antioxidant shake with it.
Awesome. I love it.
You know what else? We'd keep the eggshell after the birth.
Oh,
that would
yeah.
be like a
you'd probably
very
do
special
No, thing. it'd be just as dumb as like your kid's footprints in a frame in your living room today. They'd be like the shell.
You're
like,
right.
Why do you have this?
It'd be it's like, oh, we kept the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those weirdos.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'd keep it. I'd make a hat out of it.
What are the Jewish hats called?
Yarmulkes?
Yeah, you'd make a yarmulke out of it.
Every yarmulke would be just the top of the egg. Maybe that's where it started.
And with that, we're done.